Now the Mishnah says, when you have an Atzei Asherom, halacha is lo yeshuv betilam. You're not allowed to sit and have enjoyment from the shade. Now we'll soon see the shade could be far away from the tree. Like in the morning or the evening, the shade sometimes go maybe twice the length of the height of the tree even. So any, as far as you are from the tree, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from this tree. Vim yoshuv, let's say you sit there under the shade, but you're not directly underneath the tree, tor, you remain tor. But the loch is v'layavot achtel, you're not allowed to even walk underneath the tree. V'yamor, if you walk underneath the tree, then tomei, then you become tomei. And we'll see in the Gemara, we're going now according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that takruvas avoros kechovim have a loch like tomei meis. And most probably underneath the tree, you'll find some takruvas. There must be something that they worship with it to bring it to the Avodah Zarah. So the takruvas Avodah Zarah are more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. Before the Mishnah we had that the Avodah Zarah itself is a machlokes, whether it has tumas like a sheretz or tumah like an idah. But there it does not have a lacha like a mace. If it's just under the same oil, you will not become tamei. But takruvas Avodah Zarah, things that they bring to serve the Avodah Zarah with, that has like a korban, that has lacha like zivche mesim, it's like a mace. If it has tumah mace. So you have to be afraid underneath every Atzei Asherim, there is some kabonis there, some takruvas there, and therefore has not like a mace, so if you walk under the branches, you also become tummy, with a tumas oil. Therefore you are very good. Therefore the Mishnah says, since there's only with the Rabbonin, what's going to be hoysa gezelis esarabim? Let's say a guy had a private Atzei Asherim in his yard, but the branches go out over the Rishus Rabbim. So they come out now that the people can't walk under that tree in the Rishus Rabbim. Or if you do, you become tamei. So here the loch is, here we say, no, the Rabbanim did not put their tumah to bother the Rabbim. Here if the Rabbim would walk underneath this tree, they would still remain tor. Like we're saying, since it's only tamei with the Rabbanim, this halacha that the takruvus is like a mace, it's only with the Rabbanim. So therefore here, not to bother the Rabbim, the Rabbanim did not put an iser, did not put the tumah on these branches. Within the Gemara. Now the Mishnah says, lo yeshu v'tili, not let us sit under the shade. The more pshit, of course. The tree is an Atzei Asher, it's also bano. Pshit, you can't have enjoyment. Om Rabba Babachon, Rabbi Yechanon, lo nitzcho, the chidish is, lo nitzchon, elo le tzel tila. In other words, we said like, the tzel, the shade goes far away, double the length of the tree. So even after the length of the tree, let's say the tree is only 50 feet tall. Now, by evening, when the sun is all the way down, the shade can go 100 feet away. So even the 90th feet, it's also to have anor. That's the chiddush. So Mer says, Mechla, what are you telling me? That the tzel kemosa, that only the first 50 feet, the actual height of the tree, there should be mochamer, meaning, in Yoshev, if you sit there, tamei, you'll even become tamei, which doesn't make sense. Since you're not underneath the leaves itself, you're still out, you're still further away than the leaves, why should you become tamei? Though tum is tumas oil, if you're underneath the same roof as the mace, but then you're not underneath the tree, so why should you be tamei? So Mar says, loy, do not make this deal. The afilu itself kremot tsunami, even though you're having shade from the height of the tree itself, you're only 20 feet away from the tree, still the locher is in Yoshev Tor. If you would sit there, you would remain Tor, since you're not underneath the leaves itself. So what's the chiddush we say now? Just the chiddush is that much. Even though you're 90 feet away from the tree, you're away from the height of the tree, but since you're having shade from this tree, it's also to enjoy it. And Ikka Damasi, some learn this law on the Sefer of the Mishnah, that it says, Im Yoshev Tor, that if you sit under this shade, since you're not directly under the leaves, you're Tor. Pshit, of course, you're not under the leaf, you're not under the oil of the tree. Pshit the yator. On the Rav Abamachon, Rav Yechon, and Lodisra, the Chiddush is, we only need this, El Litzel Kemosa. When you're pretty close to the tree, you're the same distance as the height of the tree. You're not directly underneath it, but you're only 10 or 20 feet away from it. That's the Chiddush, that's still yator, because you're not underneath the branches. If so, Makhlal should be a proof then, to Litzel Tila. If you're more than 50 feet away from the tree, that's more than the height of the tree, even though you're having a dreamer from the shade, maybe afil l'katchilu yoshev, maybe even l'katchilu you're allowed to sit there. There's no issur hanor. So Moreh says, Lord, do not make this diyuk. But of course, any type of enjoyment is also. But okamash, when the chiddush just means tinshus in the brightness, the safer is, Even though you're only 10 feet away from the tree, even though you're within the height of the tree, still, in Yoshev, if you sit there, Tohor, Lamaisi Yator, you're not underneath the branches, you're not under the oil, you're not under the same roof as the Takruvis are, therefore you remain Tohor. Now the Mishnah says, Lo Yavra Tata does not walk underneath it, Vimova Tomei. But if you just walk underneath the branches of the Tatsi Asher without even touching it, you become Tomei. So Kuru my time, what's the reason? And the Kashra is, Lekur is only an Avoy Dezara. And before we had, it's only Tomei at most Kenita. It's only if you touched it. But if you don't touch it, Anita has no Tumas oil. So why do you become Tomei just walking underneath the branches? You're not touching anything. So my answer is, it's impossible that underneath the tree there shouldn't be some takruvis, something that they used to serve the Avodah Zarah with. Since this tree they worship, they for sure bring things there, whether it's grass or food, whatever they bring. They bring takruvis. So if so, mani hudu da mishta go like, we have yudu ben meserihi. The time you will learn it. We have yudu ben meserihi in there. How do we know that any takruvus, any korban, anything they serve the Avodah Zarah with, this thing becomes, has tumas meis on it, that now if you're under the same oil, the same roof, you become tameim? Shenemar, but it says, Vayitzmadu l'baal por, Vayoichlu zivcha meisim, that they worship baal por, and they brought kabonis, and the korban is called like a zevach of a meis. So you see the takruvus, the korban is like a meis. So ma meis, just like a meis. If you're under the same roof as the Mesis, you become Tamein. Whoever's under the same roof, or here by a tree, if you're under the same branches that Takrubus is, you become Tamein. That's our Mishnah. Do not walk underneath the tree, because if so, you become Tamein. Because for sure there's some Takrubus there, and you become Tamein.
Do you walk by a church?
How come in Yeshiva?
Now the Mishnah says, "Hoyse gazelas tesrabim." Let's say these branches were going over into the shesrabim. Then v'yovat achter tor, iboilu ovar. Do you have a right to do it lechatchila now through the shesrabim to walk through it? Or maybe just over. But the evidence, if you did, you remain tor. But maybe lechatchila still also to walk underneath the tree. So Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elazar mishmei dechiski omar over lechatchila you're allowed to. For Rabbi Yechon omar no imover. The Mishnah just means b'di'evit. That if you walk through, you remain Torah, but the Chatchila, try and find another road. The Gemara says, Lord, please give us no machlokes here. Ha de'ika dircha achrina, ha de'leka dircha achrina. If there's another route, then the Chatchila, go down the second road. Do not use this road. But for the Evadah, you remain Torah. But if there's no other road, then even the Chatchila, you're allowed to use this road, you can walk underneath it, the tree. All Malay Rav Sheshes, Lishmai Rav Sheshes once had to walk down the street. And there was an Atzei Hashem going over the street. So he told his servant there, Ki Motus Lossam, when we come underneath this tree, Aretino, run with me. We're going to run through it. So the question is, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Why did he have to run through it? Mishra Shari, if there's no other road, he's allowed to walk normal. If there is another road, from the Chatchila, even to run you have no right. Yeah. You're supposed to use the second road, don't go down the street. So what's the purpose of running? So was Lielam really the case here, the lack of Jerichachrina? There was no second road. This was the only road to go through, and there was an Atzei Asherah covering over the road. So Mikra didn't you allow to. But he held the Yodim Choshev Shani, a Choshev a person, he should watch out, because people should not come to learn from him. If people think of Sheshes, going through an Atzei Asherah, they won't know that there's another road, there's no other road. They'll think in all cases I'm allowed to, even if there is another road. So he wanted to make some shinu, people should not learn out from him. So therefore, when he walked underneath it, he ran. He made sure, what I'm doing is different. Now the Mishnah says, Zoyrin ta'achteho yirokas b'moisek ha'shomim. You're allowed to plant underneath an Atzei Asherah vegetable in the winter. Because in the winter, the shade, the sun doesn't harm it. So what do you have, what hanor do you have from the tree? That it makes shade. In the winter you do not need the shade. Therefore, it's mut. You have no hanor from the tree itself. But you can't plant something underneath the Atzei Asherah in the summertime. Because then you have enjoyment from the shade. Rosh Hashanah sale, yofalhem. But the achavirin, this chazeris, this one Roman lettuce, this we can't plant underneath it. loy b'yomoy sachamo, loy b'yomoy sachshomim, not even in the winter, because here, shade is always beneficial. The sun at any time ruins it, so even in the winter, it's beneficial from the tree, it's also. Rav Yaisi Yoimer, Rav Yaisi says no, af loy yurok b'yomoy sachshomim, you can't plant anything, not even vegetables, even in the winter, when you're not having enjoyment from the shade, from the tree itself. Still it's also. Still you're having some benefit from the tree. Why? Mevnei shanaviya nosheris. Listen, the leaves fall off from the tree. And nosheris aleim, zevel hem lezevel. When they fall on the ground, they like fertilize the ground. So they're making the ground better. So it comes up now that what grows now grows better because of the Asherah. Therefore it's called you having ano from the Asherah. It's still also ano. We had the Gemara before, there's no bittul here, because this is derech yidilosan, this is the way the tree grows, therefore the leaves are still also bano, so you're having ano from the tree, it remains also. So Gemara says, what's this last machlokes? The name where you want to tell me, for Rav Yaisi, Sova, Zev is the Germa Zosa. For Rabbanan Amri, Zev is the Germa Mutta. That's the machlokes over here. That here, even though these leaves are falling down to the ground and fertilizing the ground, but still, what makes the seed grow? The ground, which is muta banor, and this extra leaves, which is also banor. So there are two things causing it to grow. So maybe that's the machlokes of Yosios, even though there are two things, and the main thing is the ground. Still, since there's an added ingredient here, there's leaves, so that's a gurum to make it grow better, of Yosios, it's also. The rabbanim say no, since there are two things making it grow, one is bottled to the other. So Zach says you're having anor from the leaves of the tree, but rather you're having anor, we look as if it's only from the ground, and it's mutter. So Mar says, is that true? We know the machloek is just the opposite. We hear just the opposite that now we learned. We have Yaisi, we have before, if you have an avoyde zora, a metal avoyde zora, an image, so Seichik, the Yaisi is grind it up, the zera ruach, and take the pieces here and throw it to the ruach. By not liyam, we'll throw this to yam. You can take this dust and just throw it away. It's mutabano. Amri lo, the chum said, ask a jesu, no. Afi nasa zelv. You can't just throw this dust into the air. It's going to land on ground. And it's going to fertilize the ground. And you're having hand on then. But then the Pesach said, lo yidlav yasamu, and minachem can't have any germs at all from the Avodah Zarah. So you see the Rabbanan say, you're not going to take this dust of the Avodah Zarah and throw it. Why? Because it's going to fertilize the ground. When it grows, it's zev as a gurum. What causes it to grow is the ground and this dust. So the Rabbanin say it's also banor. And the Gersi says it's muta banor. So kasha the Rabbanin of Rabbanin, kasha the Gersi of Rabbi Yaisi. So this time the Rabbi Yaisi of Rabbi Yaisi can answer you the kasha. Hosom the causal ibud. Here when you took this stuff by the Zohar and you ground it up first, you meant to destroy it. That's a bittul. You like mevatel the avodah zarah. And Rashi speaks out, even though when a Jew does it, it's not bottle, that's only with the Rabbanim, because we're afraid maybe he's going to pick it up first. But if he doesn't have intentions to be kind of it, he just goes and grinds it up, that's a bittul. So really this dust is mutter banor. It's only a chumim with the Rabbanim. That's why, since now he's throwing a liyibud, we're not afraid, it's not called even as dev as a gurim. But liyibud matter. But hoko, like called liyibud, here it's not going liyibud, that's the way the tree grows. The tree grows, that its leaves fall off, and it does good for you. It fertilizes the ground. Also, therefore it's called the real Zev Zagurim, that's where here it's also. Elazol, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan Kasha. And of course, the Kasha and the Rabbanan. How could the Rabbanan say here it's Smuta? Even by this case of leaves, and over there, by you take the Avodah Zarah, that you first ground up and you want to move out of it, so true, the Bittu does not, because the Jew did it, it's also the Rabbanan. There they say it's also by no, why? It must be the really old Zev of the Germ is also. That's the steer with the Rabbanin. The person wants to say, Epoch, change around. That in our Mishnah, the Rabbanin are the one that says it's also, and the Yerzi says it's muta. Then there's no steer. The Yvoy is saying, Maloy Tepoch. The Rabbi Yerzi Kedashinin, we answered Rabbi Yerzi, really. Kedashinin, like we said in the answer. The Rabbanin, what's the terrorist from the Rabbanin? Kediyomu Rav Mori, Brander of Kana. Masha Mashbiach Bior, Poigim Abosar. That's a Shalom by Kochim. Can you remove the skin without cutting it? So you're better off with the skin, even though it's also banom, but you're being plagued in the boss, so you're ruining the meat. So what does it mean to say? Well, soon see, how can I hear also? True, you're having some enjoyment from the leaves that are falling down, it's fertilizing the ground. but the Yatzah Asherah in the hole is ruining it also, because it's causing there to be shade. It would have been better to have the sun come through. So we cancel out the Hanoch from this Atzah Asherah. So the Atzah Asherah in one way is ruining the growth, and another way it's making it better. So one cancels out the other. Similar by Kotchele, there to Shiloh, can you skin an animal without cutting off, without cutting the skin? It's better for the skin to have a whole piece of skin. But you're ruining the meat, you have to pull off the skin, off the legs. You're ruining the meat of the skin. So one, so that was the answer there, that the reason why Sasa, because even though you're making it better for the skin, but you're ruining the basa. So one cancels out the other one. There also, the enjoyment you're having from the leaves are cancelled out from the shade that the Yatzah Asherah is causing. That's why the Rabbanan hold, this is not called the Gerem of Issa, it's called, you're not having enjoyment. That's why it's not. All right, we'll continue on. Again, the bottom Gemara again, what's up, Mem Chesem Abed, the bottom Gemara. Again, we have a Sira, the now Mishnah, Smashma, Smachlaikis, Reb Yaisi, and the Chachomim, where you could plant underneath an Atzei Asherah, and Reb Yaisi says it's also because the leaves fall down, and they fertilize the ground, and it's a Zev Zegurim. The ground makes it grow, and the leaves. So Reb Yaisi here says Zev Zegurim is also, and the Chachomim says it's Mutta. The Sira was, before by an Avodah Zarah, it says you're supposed to grind it up, and the dust, Reb Yaisi holds, you can throw into the air. Even though, and the Chachamim say there, no, it's no good, it falls to the ground, it'll fertilize the ground, you're having Hanoah. So it's a Sphira. So Reb Yaisi, we answered over there, you're Mavatal the Avodah Zarah, you grind it up, so really you're Mavatal the Avodah Zarah, it's Herlich Libut, you don't want it anymore. And even though a Jew is doing it, Midiraisa though the Bittel is good, it's only Midirabon that's no good. Therefore there will make it to say, Zevach Zegurim is Mutta. But over here in our Mishnah, when the leaves fall down, we are having direct Hanor from the leaves. It's not Botel. You want the leaves there, so therefore it's fertilizing the ground. Zev Zegurim is also. But what about the Rabbanim? So last terms we had, the Rabbanim also has a difference. Mor says, again, the Yomar of Mori, Breda of Kano, that Masha Mashbiach Bior, Poigim Abosam. That the enjoyment you have for making the skin whole, you lose out, you're ruining the meat of the korbanos over there. Just by Besuli HaMekdoshim is brought down that you're not allowed to be mafshedit derech haraglayim, means take out all the skin, because you're ruining the basar. So Achidami also, the story is ma shemashbiach benaviyon poigim betzel. The Chum say now Mishnah Tzmuta, because true you're having hanor, even though it's zev zegurim from the leaves, that's fertilizing the ground, but you're also having a pagam. The tree is making it worse. The fact is protected, it's giving you shade. Now in the winter, you'd rather the sun. So since you're not having that much enjoyment from the tree, one cancels out the other, and it's not considered an Isser Hano. It's not called the Yavin Hano from the Yatzah Asherah. That's a Chum Svar. All right, so kids, so we answer the theory between Rabbi Yaisi and the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, the Sovereign Rabbi Yaisi is the truth that Rabbi Yaisi really holds. Zev is a Gurm is also, like we're saying now in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to plant underneath the tree because the leaves that fall down fertilize the ground. So the Zev is a Gurm. I've got Tanya, learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Noitin Yichor Shel Orla, you're allowed to plant a new shoot of Orla. And even though it's not 3 years old yet, you're allowed to plant one branch. And Yichor Shel Orla, V'yei Noitin Ego Shel Orla. But you're not allowed to plant egos, a nut of Orla. The Vnei Shu Pri, because that's called a Pri. In other words, what's also by Orla is a Pri, the fruit. The tree itself is Mutta Bahano. Therefore, you're allowed to plant a new shoot, even though it's grown only 2 years, because there's no Yisra Anor on the wood, on the shoot of the trees. The only Yisra Anor is upon the fruits. So therefore, he holds you're not allowed to plant a nut, because a nut is called a Pri. Now, Vom Rav Yudam Rav, Moidu Rabbi Yosef agrees though, Shemnota v'hivrach v'hirkuf. Let's say it took this nut from Orla, this seed of Orla, and you went to plant it right now, your mavrach, you grafted it on to another tree, Mutta, what grows out now is Mutta. Why? Because it's Zev Zegurim. The ground is making it grow, and the seed. So true, the nut, the seed itself, is also Banot's Orla. When it grows up now a new shoot, that's Zev Zegurim. So who you see, Zev Zegurim is Mutta. Rashi says Shimnoto Egois Shalolo Muto Alma. What do we see the bottom Rashi? Ki Godel Ilom, when the tree grows with Toyin Peros, Hevelu Hanach Peros the Groma the Egois the Yisro the Karka the Heta. The two things cause it to grow now: the ground and the seed. Uktani Muto. According to Rabbi Yosi, says here it's Muto. And Vatani Nam Yochi, we don't know if this also, Vatani Nam Yochi, that Moed the Rabbi Yosi agrees.